were losing their feathers because they were so fat. For konagdi nachle demashko mitusayu, and there was a stream of fat flowing from underneath these geese. And aminulhu, we said to these geese, istla magavaychu chelko liyomu diyosi, like an erlam abo losu lovoi, would we have a share in you like for such fat geese? Are we going to have a portion of you then? So choda one geese dolly got for lifted up his wing. So you have to say yes, this is going to be your share. For choda dalya tamoy, and one lifted up its regular foot. Now kiyos lekaim of the Rebbe Lezer, I came in front of Rebbe Lezer. Omali said to me, Asidin Yisrael litin alei masadin. Kleistel is going to have to give judgment. They're going to have to give judgment. Why? So Rashbam explains that Shebechatosam, because of the chet, the sins of Klai Yisrael, Misakiv Mashiach, is holding back Mashiach. V'eishlem tsar balachayim, tsar balachayim, l'yes navozim, these geese, machmas shumna, because of their fat, they're holding back Mashiach, so we're going to have to give a din, how come these geese have such pain like? Now the Yoma Rabba Barbachona. Barbachona also again said, Zimne Chod, one time it happened, because Lina Bimidboro. We're walking through the Midbor. The Islavar Bahadon, Hahutaya, and there was an Arab walking along with us. The Vishokal Afri, he was able, if we take some dirt, or Morak was able to smell it, lay. And the Yoma, Hai Orchaloduch the Plan. For Hai Orchaloduch the Plan, he was able to tell us exactly the route, how to go, where to go. By smelling the ground, he was able to know where we are, and he would give us directions where to go. His omelis, we said to him, Kamar machikim imayi, how far away are we from water? For Yomalon, he said, Havli Yafra, listen, give me some dirt, I'll smell it and I'll tell you. Yavrinilis, we gave him some dirt. For Yomalon, he said to us, Timna Parsoi, we're 8 miles away, 8 Parsoim away. Taninan, I did it a second time later, Yavrinilay, Omalon, Rachkan, Tlosa Parsoi, we're only away, or 3 parsois away now from water. Ahafchislei, so what he did now was he changed around the offer for offer. Hashbam says, Hai offer, b'hai offer, l'soisim, hoye boke kolkach. He changed around the two dirts. He gave him the old dirt now in the new place. V'lo yochislei, and then he couldn't tell. Like he got him, he couldn't tell. Omali, so this Arab now said to him, come, let me show you that the Yidden that died in the Midbar, how they look now. Is Azli the when Chazistu, he showed them. Fidom Mukaman, the Mifstame, the Gani Apraktid. They're like lying down there on their backs. That's the way they look. Fihevi Sikifu Burchayu, the Chad Minayu, and like one of their knees were lifted upwards. And it was so high up that the ayel taya tuse, that this Arab was able to walk underneath it, tuse brachi, underneath the leg, ki rochav gamle, when he was riding on top of the camel, imagine how high that was, and uskifa rumche, and he had his sword, his remach, his sword was standing, his spear was standing upwards, lenogibe, and he couldn't reach it. That's how big they were. But poske chod karna de tchilto de chad minayu. What did they do? They ripped off, though, a corner of the tzitzis from one of them. If one of them is saying midbar, they cut off one of the corners of the tzitzis. Flehevi mistagalon, and they couldn't walk anymore. They got stuck there. Omali, so the Arab said to us, Dilma shakalta midi minayu, maybe you took something away from them, from the mesay midbar. Ahadre, give it back to them. Tigemira, because we know the pshat is that Tamad de Shokami Diminayo le Mistagile, whoever took stuff from them can't walk away. Is Alzis, so they went out Risa, they put it back. Lord the Mistagile, then they were able to walk away. Kios le Kaim of the Rabbon, came in front of the Rabbon, and normally they said to me, Kol Abo Chamro, the Chol Bar Bar Chona Sichno. As they started to rank us out like Lemay Hilkosad the Sofi, how can we cut off a piece of the tzitzis? Is lemeded to know ike veishamik veisili. You want to know how to make tzitzis? He bore lechay lemimnei chutei or lemimnei chusir. So they just went ahead and cut it to count them without cutting them off. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph. Yeah, Daf Ayin Dalet. Again, Les Shalavot, that this Arab showed Rabbi Baruch Chono, he wanted to show them the Meisei Midbar, how the dead people in the Midbar, how they look when they were buried. So he saw them, and the Torah says, Dom v'domi kamad demifsimei v'gani yaprak, it looked like they were lying on their back. V'vizikifa b'rcheyu t'chad, and like one knee was up, minayu, like one of the knees were up, the other knee was down. Now how high were the knees, were the leg up? V'ayil taya tusei, that the Arab was able to go underneath it, tusei b'rchey, underneath their leg. Ki rochav gamle, when he was riding on top of a camel, was kifar rumchei, and he was holding a spear in his hand, holding it up. That's how high he was up, and still v'lo nogebei. He wasn't able to reach to the top of the leg of the Misei Midbar. Kids, so that's how tall the Misei Midbar were, that their leg up was so high up. So that was the Rabbi Baruch Chana saw them, as Paski Chad Kana the Tchilta. He cut off one corner of the Tchilas of the Tzitzis from them. Like he wanted to see, what's the loch, he hilchus Tzitzis, the Paschal and Betzilu, like Beishamai, he wanted to see the Tzitzis. He cut off a corner of the Tzitzis. Tchad Minayu. And then Rabbi Baruch Chana couldn't move. He couldn't move. Omali, so the Taya, the Arab, said to me, Dilma Shekalta Midi Minaya, maybe you took something from them. Ahadre, go give it back to them. Like that's what happened. He cut off a corner of the Begid, and because of that, Rabbi Baruch Chana got stuck there. He couldn't move. The Gemirik, the Arab, told him, because we learned it, you do it, it's known, the man the shaka midi minayo, whoever takes something away from the Misei Midbar, le mistagile, he won't be able to move away. So, azle, le mistagile azle, he won't be able to move away, or won't be able to move, is azle hadrise, he went and returned it, for hode mistagilon, and then they were able to move away. Now, kiyos lekaim with the Rabbonin, later when Rabbi Baruch Chana came back to the Beis HaMedrash, and told over this story to the Rabbonin, Omruli, the Rabbonin said to Rabbi Baruch Chana, call Abba Chamri. Now whoever called himself Abba, Rashi says it means Rabbi Baruch Chana. Hainu Rabbi Abba Baruch Chana. Well, it was really Rabbi Abba. So he meant to say, Chamra, Rashbam says, Kolema, Shretik Chamor. What you did was an action of a fool like a donkey. The whole Baruch Chana, whoever the son of Baruch Chana, Sichsa, is like a Shaita. Now you did a foolish thing. Why? Because Lamai Hilkos saw Avdasochi, how come you went to cut off the corner of the Begad of the Tzitzis of one of the Misei Midbar? Like, what do you have to cut it off for? Lameda, you wanted to know, Ike Beishama, Ike Beisilil. You want to know, how do we paskin? What's Talocha? Like Beishama, Beisilil, Samachlekes, Nigumar, Menachis, exactly how many strings you have to have. If that was your doubt, so therefore you cut it off, Iboy Lacho Lemimne Chutin, or Lemimne Chuyas. He just should have stood there and counted the strings and counted the knots, the chuyas. That's all. Before you cut it off. No, you didn't have to cut it off. You did a foolish thing by cutting off the corner of the begit. Omalei, now vite to the story was again, Rabbi Baruch Chana was walking in the midbar with an Arab. So the Arab said to him like this, Omalei, Tu'ach v'lecho hasinai. If you want, come, I'll show you hasinai. Very good. Rabbi Baruch Chana wants to see hasinai. Azlei, he went there. Chaz yadahadrilei akrova. There was a snake going around there. The kaima ki chamra chavorti, and it looked like a white mule. That's how big this snake looked. Shemati Basko, I heard a Basko going out, Shimeris. Oili Shinishbati, like Hashem was saying, like Oived that I swore. V'yachshur Shinishbati mi meifuli, and now that I swore, who could be meifer? Pasha means like Oived that I swore, Rashbam says, min hagolus. Like Hashem feels bad that He put us into Golus, that He took us away from the Shechin of HaSinai, from the Beis HaMikdash. Is Kiyos to the Kaim of the Rabbonin later, when Rabbi Baruch Chana came back to the Rabbonin, and he told them what happened, and he told them what he heard. And at that time, Rabbi Baruch Chana didn't say anything back to the Shechina, to the Baskil. Is Omruli, so the Rabbonin again said, you're a fool, that Kolaba Chamra, Kolbar Baruch Chana Sichsa, like he did a foolish thing by not answering back. You should have said back to the Shekhinah, like Hashem was saying, that I made the Shavua, that Klai Yisrael has to stay in Golis. And who could be made for it? So you should have been smart and said, Muflecha, I'm taking away that Shavua. Hashem, okay, now put us back into Eretz Yisrael. That's what he should have done. So he said he did a foolish thing, but not saying that. Vusava, how come really Rabbi Baruch Chana didn't do this? What did he hold? Vusava, Dilma Shavuosa, Dema Balu. Maybe Hashem was talking about the Shavua that he swore not to bring a marble.
So therefore he was afraid to be made for the nether, to take away the nether. Because if we'll take away this nether, maybe then Hashem will bring a mabul.
That's why he didn't do it. Really was foolish, like that Hashem wouldn't take away, but this, for Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say back? No, him came, oily, why did Hashem oily? Lama. He should have said lama, not oily. Omalei Vait, the next story was, To'ach milucho b'luy the kerich. So that the Arab said, listen, Avraham Bechona, I'll take you for a ride. Vait then will see the place where the ground swallowed up kerich sadosoi. So you want to see here? Chazi saw, trei bizui, he saw two cracks in the ground. Ve'vikomafke kutra, and smoke was coming up from those cracks in the ground. And the Arab said, that's where the kerich sadosoi was swallowed up. So what did the Avraham Bechona do? Shokal gavavah diyamri, took a piece of wool, string of wool he took, v'yamshin b'mayi, he washed it off in water, let it be like wet, u'diyatzisa b'rosha d'rumcha, and he stuck this wet wool on the top of his spear, that's where he put it, v'ayilahosim, and he put it down into the hole, v'kiyapik, when he brought up the spear, havi ichrach echruchi, he saw the way the wet wool was burnt, so it was really fire, it was really hot there. Omali, he said to me, the Arab, Omali otzitz, my shamat, like listen carefully, listen to what you're going to hear here. The shamat in Rav Avachon, listen carefully, and he heard. Devi Amrin, he heard the way, for there's a voice coming up from that hole, from those cracks, saying, Moshe v'tarosa yemes v'hein badoyin. That's what Adas Kerich is saying now. They're saying that we are liars, and Moshe v'tarosa is emes. Omali, so the Arab said to me, every 30 days Gehinnom comes back to this spot locha, and they put again the kerech sadosoi kibosa bikalachas, like a piece of flesh of meat in a boiling pot, and they put them back to cook them up again in this spot. The Amri Hochin, every 30 days they keep on saying Moshe b'tarosa yemes v'hein badoin. Now Omali, so another story was, again, this Arab was showing Rabbi Avachana, To'ach v'loch, heicha dinashki arvi riki adodi. Let me show you where the sky and the ground kiss together. Let me show you. Rambam says that means, mokam gevoyahoy, a very high place. Shom shenoshkim yachad zelazet, come up like the ground and the skies are kissing one another. For lav hainu soifu, that's not the end of the world. Tamala chamish me'er shonim hevi. Yeah. But there's a different place, there's a high place. Shakalto, what he did was, Shakalto lisotoi, he took, Rashbam says, Sal lechem, so he took my basket of bread, esnancho bekafto, the rakia, and he put it like on the kafto, the rakia, on the window of the rakia of the sky. Adamatzilna, when I got finished davening, he says, I looked for it, liashkechte, I didn't find it, it wasn't there. Aminulay, so Rav Avchana said to the Arab, like, Ika Ganvi Hochi, is the Ganovamir? Like you tell me when Shemayim come out. Are they Ganovamir? Omali said to me, Hai Galgala de Rakihu. This is like the Galgo, the wheel of the Rakia. Tohoda not lad la mochocho, wait till tomorrow. On the Shkachaslan you find it. And then your basket of bread will come back to you. Taita. Reb Yochanan Mishtoi, Yochanan was telling us over that Zivnin Chod at one time had because Lina Besvinta. One time Reb Yochanan was going on a ship. The Chazina Nahu Kavra, I saw a fish. The Afkilaresha Miyama took out his head from the ocean. Udumayan Enayu, and his eyes were like Kitre Sierra, like two moons. And Venofa Tsumaya Mitusei, and water was dripping down from its two eyes. Zimna Kitre Mavre de Desuria, and it looked like with so much water coming down, like two Mavre de Suria. That's a Nohira Shebasura, like two rivers of Suria. That's how this fish was. Rav Safra of Safra Mishtoi told us over that Zimnin Chodevik Azina Besvinta. Rav Safra was once going in the ocean on a ship. The Chazina Hukavri saw a certain fish. You should know the Afke Lareisha Miyama, also this big fish. Took his head out of the ocean, v'hebile karna, and he had horns, v'chokik ole, and on the horns were carved out, ano deria kala shabiyam. I'm a small creature in the ocean, v'hevino tlosimea parsi, and I am 300 parsis long. It's pretty long. A parsis is like 2 miles.
4 mil. It's not four, it's not 2 miles. So it was around 600 miles long. That's how long the fish was. And he was a small one, not so big. And this fish now is going into the mouth of Leviathan. You can imagine how big Leviathan was. That was a bigger fish. Rashi says, like, I'm going to be the lunch for Leviathan. Leviathan's going to eat me up for lunch. Yeah. Omar Rav Ashi, Rashi said, Heve Iza what? Well, Sunsui. Omar Rav Ashi, Heve Iza.